Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are celebrating National Coming Out Day with the one and only Hannah Hart. We're giving LGBTQ plus advice, like dealing with a biphobic mom, do's and don'ts for coming out, and if/how you should come out in the workplace. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T Wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey, Corey.
Hi, Hannah.
Whoa, psych, it's me.
We really threw that around.
Yeah, yeah. I liked
it. It was a hot potato.
What's your favorite form of potato?
Me?
Yeah.
Tater tot. Really? I take it back. Gnocchi. Yeah.
That is such a good answer.
Thank you.
You had to think.
Well, it was like, as I was saying tater tot, I felt that it was a lot.
It's an easy answer.
Yeah, and I made gnocchi from scratch the other day. It's delicious.
For a video? For content?
For content.
For delicious, yummy.
And I deep fried them, so I made gnocchi tater tots.
Gnocchi you didn't.
I'm not gnocchi around,
no,
you guys.
No, tater did tot.
Not.
You better tater stop.
What happened to Corey?
Career-wise?
He lost his touch.
I wish he would lose the touch. He touches me.
I like it. Corey gently caressed my face as he fixed my hair earlier, and for a second, you moved up the donor daddy pole.
Thank you. Yeah.
I want to be on a donor daddy's pole. I am on it.
Yeah, you really are.
What happened to Tyler?
I don't know.
Many people ask, but not enough. Help. So today we have a special guest. Her name is Hannah Hart.
Yay!
For the people who don't know you, just sum it up.
My name is...
In two words.
Uh-oh. Trying.
Uh-oh. That's Uh-oh. It. Uh-oh.
There you go. For you don't know me. Uh-oh. My name is Hannah Hart. You can find me across the boards on all social media under Hart Dough. I do a show called My Drunk Kitchen and also a show on Food Network called I Heart Food.
Wow.
Also, I'm a lesbian.
Work!
Yeah. I do work.
That's relatable.
I
feel compelled to lean forward.
You know what? Sheryl Sandberg.
Just lean in.
I don't know what. Lean in.
Audio's Thank you. I hate that. Oh,
wow. Thank you.
What? Huh? Is she a girl boss?
I think there's a lot of girl bosses out there.
Tyler was about to say, I think I'm a girl boss.
No.
I thought he was going there.
Yeah, no. Too. I wasn't going to say that. Mm. I'm a man boss.
You are.
I actually am. Are you a girl boss? Why don't we woman boss?
I'm a woman boss. I like that more. I think that.
Are you a gassy gussy gal?
I don't know. I've seen the GIFs though. So I can't tell. Oh, hey, who ended up kissing who when Scott and Mitch were here?
Tune in. No spoiler.
He planted
we're
one on
We're gonna bleep
me.
That.
Oh my
no,
god.
No, that's gonna be bleeped. But keep that reaction because if they want to know, they can look at the back catalog.
Oh,
they
man.
Can go back that's in time to swerving with it. Superfruit.
Is that what the title is?
Swerving because they were
swinging.
Swerve on me.
Oh,
don't she swerved on me in something they tried to make
now,
happen
swerve
that
swerve means
day.
That you cut someone off at the pass and you get in front of them to get to their
I didn't swerve you.
No.
See, that's what that was. We spent a lot
it's
of
it's like
that
a more crooked cock
that.
Block.
Oh, hello. Whoa, crooked cock whoa. Block.
I don't know.
Okay.
Some people are into that.
Okay. What's the
lesbian equivalent of a crooked
cock
block?
No, not lesbian. Vagina.
Vagina equivalent of a crooked...
of a cock block.
There was
a
crooked woman who had a crooked shoe.
A vagina vajangle?
I mean, vaginas are all different. Some people have longer labia than others.
You're telling me.
I am telling you.
Yeah. You're literally telling me.
I am telling you. But I have never seen a vagina I didn't think was like attractive in some way. Mm, well, in a sex act. You know what I mean?
It's I couldn't like, say the same well, about a penis.
Oh really?
Same.
Yeah. Really?
I don't mean to shame a dick, but... There's some that I just lean into and some that I lean out from.
I think you're allowed to when someone on Grindr sends you a dick pic and you didn't ask for it.
That's the real...
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
assault
And then
me.
It's not even that cute?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so we were doing something today for some reason.
Wait, that's the real definition of sexual preference. That's what it's applied to.
Oh, me, oh my. Which penises you like and don't like?
Back to gnocchi. What if a dick was... I gotta go. So, Corey, what's today?
Probably a Tuesday.
And it's a very special Tuesday, right?
Yeah, we're doing coming out advice
questions.
Because it's National Coming Out Day.
Adjacent.
Is either the day
sometime around here.
It's either the day before this is out or
During
the day
this
after
week?
This is out.
It's this week.
It's this week.
It's this week.
Oh, you can because National Coming Out Day is this week. We're going to answer some LGBTQ plus advice questions.
Wow. You really did that.
I mean, are you trying to take my job?
Trying to take Tyler's job.
Okay, perfect.
Take it. So we asked you guys to submit some questions all the time with the email address psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
That's the first time he ever delivered that. Correctly.
Well, he got threatened for a second.
I really need to step my gussy up.
He's got to get there.
So if you have a question, you can submit it there. The subject has to be good or else we will click it or block you. Or not click it. If it's not a good subject, it's just not, we're not clicking it.
What defines a good subject?
You really have to reel us in.
I'll let you take a journalism class
to know what a headline should be.
I'll give you the login to the email and you can see what bad email subjects look like versus the good ones.
Okay, good. I figure we'll be able to tell right away. Yeah. 10 craziest things that have happened to an LGBT person.
I wouldn't click that.
I would.
That seems like a long list. I want 3, maybe 5.
9? Would you click 9?
9 seems to be a magic number for lists.
Yeah,
Why is that? It really does.
10 seems like a lot. 9, you're like, I could do it.
I could do 9.
I'd lean on to it.
lean in.
Lean on.
Oh, yeah, 9.
You'd lean on a 9?
I would lean. So, first question, Corey, take us away.
Also, we always like to like preface these episodes with we're like not super experts as far as like...
We know nothing.
Yeah.
Like, we're not certified doctors. We're your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
We're your older siblings.
We're enthusiasts. We're not experts, and we have our own life experiences, but in no way, shape, or form do these apply universally.
Oh, yes, I love this.
I love that.
Thank you.
I was thinking that when she laid it down. Yeah, really
They picked up my phone. Yeah, it's multicolored.
Thank you for including the SoundCloud and iTunes listeners.
Well, I'm saying that that's how I listen to Psychobabble.
Work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just heard two lips kissing, but you didn't know who kissed.
Wow. A true... moments that you leaned out of. Anyway, leaning. No more leaning.
I'm going to dive into the first question. First question says, I'm a person who has recently figured out that they are asexual. Unlike a lot of other orientations, my sexuality doesn't feel as public, for better or for worse, simply because it only really involves me and the person I'm dating. Because of this, maybe false assumption, I haven't really thought about coming out as asexual, but I wonder if I should. I'm not worried about what people think, but also wouldn't know how to come out to people who are close to me. Any thoughts on how to begin this process or whether or not it's even anyone else's business? Thank you both for all that you do. I'm constantly inspired and empowered by y'all. And this is from B, and they're probably including you as well.
I feel included by B. So are you asexual?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
To Corey? No. And I'm not either. So none of us are asexual, just...
As a preface. But I would say when it comes to coming out with identity, we in the community have a shared experience, at least adjacent to wherever you stand, however you identify, there is a shared feeling of, do I reveal something about myself to people? Right. Is it their business? Right. Et cetera.
Well, it's interesting because I noticed that B said that they were dating someone too. Mm-hmm. So does that mean that they're asexual and pan-romantic, bi-romantic, cis-romantic? I don't know what the terms for that are.
I don't know.
But, you know, asexual, strictly speaking, in the sexual experience sense? You know, that's my question.
So this is like a lot of AP level LGBTQ+.
This is
stuff.
AP level.
When in reality, the majority of people are 101 level based identity stuff. Like you have to assume a lot of friends and family do not get, you know, when it comes to like very public or represented identities like being gay or lesbian or cisgender, like a lot of people get what those things are. So my answer to B is coming out is a strenuous thing for anybody, and coming out is not a one and done thing. So there's going to be a lot of educating. There's going to be a lot of patience, I think, required if you want to, you know, have people understand it. So that is a decision you have to make.
I totally agree. I feel like the ball is in your court in terms of, do you feel like you're denying a level of closeness with the people in your life because you feel like you're harboring a secret?
Or like, yeah, keeping something from them?
Yeah, keeping something from them, exactly.
Or is it like, do you not even care? Like, is it like, yeah.
Yeah, so I would say that there is no right or wrong answer. There's only the answer that's what's right for you.
For you. That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm a big proponent of do whatever you feel comfortable doing. If you're wondering if you should come out or if you're feeling that, maybe... then you should. But if you don't want to, you absolutely don't have to.
You don't have to do it for anybody else.
Yeah, my coming out advice is always, is it safe for you? Is it necessary for you? Do you feel like you have the support system you need if it goes sour? All of those things you should take into consideration because your safety and your self-care is important. But I think there is a good, there's some goodness that could come out of coming out as asexual. I think you would bring a lot of attention and representation to something that even you have mentioned is not represented in media or in public or discussed a lot. So maybe you might discuss that with people and people might be like, oh, wait, there's a word for how I feel. There might be some type of connection that might result from that. But I think your the question of like, should I come out? You can come out to certain people and not come out to other people. You can come out to your closest friends or family and you don't have to tell anybody else anything else. So that's a personal choice based on personal relationships, each one different.
Good luck, B. We're all here rooting for you.
Yeah.
I think Beyonce wrote this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
What if?
I think it's...
Wait, that means I have Beyonce's email.
Oh, my God. Write her back. Send her a picture of me. And just say...
just a picture of
me. This is me emailing, if you couldn't tell.
Okay, so the next question is from Elle. Elle would like to know, I'm 17 years old, and I'm a lesbian. Wow.
Into it. And wait, I take it back. She said 17.
Yeah.
I take it all the way back. I take it 100% back.
Wait, actually, though, I do think this person said, I'll be 18 in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And I cut
this
it
could
out
be an
to,
old,
like...
This could be an old email.
It's an old email.
I don't know. Anyway, 17 years old, I'm a lesbian, and it's the best. I love being gay. Women are amazing, and I'm almost all of... Wait. And almost all of my best friends are LGBTQ+. So I feel fairly comfortable in my environment. I've come out to my closest friends, and they've been amazingly supportive. But I've not yet come out to anyone in my family at all. I'm mainly worried about my parents. I know they love me no matter what, and I'm 94% sure that they will be just fine when I come out, but it's that 6% that remembers their slight conservative tendencies and makes me feel like they'll react badly. However, every time I come out to someone or hang with the gang.
Oh, emphasis on gay for gang.
I feel amazing, and I know I'm so comfortable with being gay, and I feel comfortable enough to tell my family. Do you have any advice or perhaps some do's and don'ts for coming out to family versus to close friends? Thanks. Love you too. Probably plus Hannah in the podcast.
Yay.
Elle seems great.
Yeah, 94%. I mean, speaking in fantasy football terms.
Oh, no.
That's a great percentage of winning.
Let's not.
It sounds to me like she's just a little bit nervous.
It's nervous, even.
I mean, I think when I read this email, a lot of it resonated with me because I was the same place where when I went to college and started coming out, a lot of my friends were gay and they were all like, it'll be fine, it'll be great. And in my head, I was like, yeah, my parents love me, they accept me, like, it'll be great. But there was that, like,
this does feel like your situation.
4 to 6% that was like, maybe not. Like,
yeah.
You were kind of raised Catholic, like, you never know.
When's that gonna rear its ugly head?
Right. But then I told them and it was completely fine for me. And they were very supportive. And then I was like, yay, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like she's got a good support structure there. So it's like maybe tell your friends tonight's the night or this weekend's the weekend. And
be on call in case it goes sour.
That's a good idea. I guess
that is good advice.
I didn't do that. Hannah. When I finally decided to tell my parents and my siblings, I didn't do that. And I had a lot of gay friends and I didn't say I might need you.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a good idea. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Have your people on call that you know are your safety net.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
And you can activity plan for two results. Activity plan one, everything goes great.
She's logistical.
I am.
I'm actually obsessed with this idea. And it makes me want to re-come out to somebody.
I mean, I bet you could.
You and I can have a party after I do it.
Yeah. You can text me I did it, Hannah.
And we can make gnocchi.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry. Wow. Sorry.
No, I'm living for this. No. Keep going. I'll just enjoy. So wait, what would you do if it went sour then?
Oh, yeah. So activity plan, things go great. This is what I'm going to do. It'll be,
celebratory?
Celebratory. If things don't go well, who am I going to call? And I'll text them asking if they'll be available the next couple hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just
I
mean, Elle, I think you're in a good spot. I think you're not, you should... If
knock on some wood,
yeah,
Tyler.
Knock on wood. I would say, statistically speaking, you're bringing
a pearl.
94%, that's an A. That's an A.
That's
not
an
even
A.
An A minus.
Is it?
I don't know scale. But I would trust your gut.
Who's that on your mug?
This is Corey.
That's baby Corey.
Look, and that's Tyler on mine.
I knew that was Tyler. That's
can you tell?
Oh my God.
I have a mullet in that picture.
I can't. Look at baby Corey's mullet.
Why did I tuck in my shirt?
Because that, well, you know, to be fair, Tyler, I dress like that on purpose these days. That's my new look. It's a wide leg, high waisted.
Yeah, but you look cute.
One shoulder on the backpack is not good for the back.
My dad would always yell at me, and he's like, yeah. I know you think you look cool, which I did. But he was trying to get me to have a rolling book.
Wait, looking at this kid, you think that the one shoulder strap is what makes is going to make you
throw his back out of whack.
Am I doing a peace sign?
Yeah.
I really did. I was always for peace.
Are you wearing the same glasses?
I had a neighbor that was big into...
No.
What is this? Hang ten?
I'm into this right now.
Do you use this emoji?
Hang loose.
Yeah.
Hang loose or hang tight? Do they mean the same thing?
Yeah, hang loose, hang tight, hang ten.
Hang ten.
I think they're all surf team.
No. You know there's an emoji of this?
I just said that.
It's the Grace Helbig emoji, because Grace always goes, cool, cool.
Oh, she does do that. If you're not watching, we're doing our pinky and our thumb.
We're doing the hang loose.
Hang tight.
Hang tight.
My neighbor
was
very tight.
Did we answer Elle's question?
We did. We're good.
Moving on. Next question.
Do you want to take the next one?
You want to read this one?
Yeah, Hannah? Yeah, I did.
Number three.
Oh, number three.
You can just skip the title.
Yes, sir. Okay. So my mom and family are really exceptional with being okay with all things gay. But the only thing is, I'm not gay. I'm bi or pan, and my mom doesn't agree with that because she is a nurse, and it's easier to get, in quotes, it's easier to get sexually transmitted stuff. And she also doesn't understand how a person can like both. So I'm in the closet to her and my family. I'm also gender fluid, so that added to the coming out mix and seems very much so overwhelming. I've been putting it off since sixth grade, and I am now in eighth. Ah, the wise years of eighth grade. What should I do? How should I come out? I mean, should I just rip the bandage off? From your closeted LGBTQ plus, K.
Okay.
I
have a
what
question.
What is her mom up to? What nursing school? Phoenix.
I have a question.
University
I have
of
a
Phoenix.
Question, too, about what nurse thinks that bi people are more likely to get STDs or
think
STIs.
Let me try
you
to
all
get
agree
into
with
that.
Me that that's nuts. Not accurate
yeah,
at all.
That is,
you know what? I don't know statistics.
Well, I do
so
know.
So who knows? I don't know if there's a study that she's citing that maybe she doesn't quite get.
I got a study.
Answer. Daily Double.
Daily Double. Lesbians are in the lowest common denominator for STIs and STDs. Mm. So if she's sleeping around with some ladies, or they are sleeping around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I would say that it is, I got it. It's part of the misconception that bisexuals are more promiscuous.
Yes.
And thus,
I think that
more promiscuity would lead to technically a higher percentage. But
this mom thinks that, like, okay, so here's all the people that their child would be sleeping with if they were straight. Here's all the people that their child would be sleeping with if they were gay.
Actually, yeah.
Now... they're it's sleeping double. With all of these people.
It's double.
Right, which is not the case because...
And it could be the case.
Well, unless
let that
if you
child
want
live
to.
Their damn life.
Okay, that kid can live
not
their
always
life.
The case.
Look, my girlfriend's bi, and I have watched a lot of biphobic comments, like, you know, happen to her in her life. We've talked about this a lot, which is that people think that you're, like, more sexually devious
or
if you're bisexual.
Greedy.
Yeah, they're greedy.
All these things.
And I'm like, guys, leave bisexuals alone. They just got love in their heart.
Right.
Mm. And their pants.
I read this and I was like, what?
Your mom seems...
That doesn't add up to me. I don't... That's not my perception of anyone who identifies as bi.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But Kay is also gender fluid as well.
Yeah, I don't know their preferred pronouns. That is a lot of... there's a lot of... Like
AP.
We were talking about. There's AP stuff. Sometimes... This mom seems she is not even enrolled in 101 yet. So,
well,
like,
she's cool with gay.
But... I think it's important to say, you know what? Just because it's AP doesn't mean you don't deserve the people that you love to fucking get it.
Mm.
To take some fucking time and to fucking understand.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Kay, you deserve people in your life that are going to rise to the occasion of learning some AP shit.
Give them a chance to know you all the way so that they can love you all the way.
Mm.
You know? Mm. Miles McKenna also is a great resource for this because Miles came out as a lesbian and then trans. So Miles actually went through two coming out journeys and his channel's great. So if you want to Google Miles McKenna, you can get some more perspective from him.
Love that.
I love that.
Yeah, guys.
The question though was, should I just rip the bandage off? Should I just come out? Follow your gut. Our coming out advice is pretty similar to the last question, I would say, probably.
Yeah, I mean,
follow your gut, see if it's safe. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, and look out for resources who have had this kind of dual coming out experiences and learn from their experience.
Mm-hmm.
Corey?
Yeah, just always make sure you're, like, in a safe place and you've got a good support system.
And there's no rush.
And
no rush. You're in eighth grade.
Yeah. As in, like, a bigger
conversation too, just as far as like National Coming Out Day. I think you and I have talked about this previously. I didn't even know National Coming Out Day was a thing until I was in college. Mm. And then I felt this weird like pressure, like I only have one day a year and I got to do it this day. And I didn't come out on National Coming Out Day, and I'm glad I didn't, because I did it in my own time. Mm. And that was more important to me than doing it on a specific day.
I interpret National Coming Out Day as more of bringing awareness to being open to people coming out, yeah, or giving people an opportunity to have a conversation. You don't need to come out on that day.
Just knowing that it's a process that people go through. And
Yeah. I agree. I also have an even broader interpretation of National Coming Out Day, and I'm sure that this is wrong, but I feel like everyone has something that they can come out about, you know, even saying like, come out, I think I might be clinically depressed, or coming out like, I hate my job. Like, I feel like everyone has something that maybe they don't feel comfortable voicing yet. Yeah. That and the entire LGBTQ plus space. But there was one more thing I wanted to say about K. Oh, which was, you know, it's interesting in both, or K and B, in both of these questions, people, or an L, one of them, everyone's talking about, you know, I'm kind of, should I come out? As if waiting for someone to say, if you know, you must tell everyone right away.
Yeah.
And that is entirely dictated by your own internal pressure. Right. So I feel like you can even reshape
it's
it
like
in your
asking
mind.
Us for permission to, right. You don't need our permission.
You can say, this question can be worded as, guys, I have to come out. It's driving me out of my mind. I need to come out. Yeah. Please give me advice. And that's very different from, should I even come out at all?
Right. That is all personal.
Yeah, it's all personal.
We give you permission to take your time, to not do it at all, to do it right now, to do it
yesterday. To do it on your own terms.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, to do it via Legos.
Hell yeah.
I
love the Lego
movie.
Lego movie's great.
I would like text people when I was coming out and then like turn off my phone so that they couldn't like respond to me because I was worried like of what their reaction would be. Or I would message people on Instant Messenger and then like log out. Because I was like, I wanted them to know, but I wasn't quite ready to like talk to it. And
did you leave it as your away message on AIM?
BRB.
BRB. PS.
That was gay as fuck.
I'm just thinking about gnocchi. Mm. Corey, take us away with the next question.
All right, the next question says, hello. All of you, are publicly out, what advice do you have for people who tend to be more reserved and therefore haven't come out in the workplace?
Mm.
I'm in the process of interviewing right now and will be starting work in the summer. I don't have a girlfriend, so there isn't per se a natural way for me to come out to other associates, but how can I be myself without feeling like I'm oversharing? Mm. Can you talk to me about the process of coming out over and over again and doing so in the workplace? Love the podcast. See.
Aww. I love Hannah and I both going,
We're really like, this question.
I have two things. Number one, make sure you're protected from not getting fired.
Right, because some states you can be fired.
Some states you can be fired. And I'm not saying that if you live in a state that you can be fired for being gay, that you shouldn't come out, because you should follow your own moral compass and whatever is right for you. If you would lose your job for that, which, you
There's
know.
No federal anti-discrimination law about firing people for being gay?
You know,
In Michigan, you can get fired for being gay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michigan's backwards.
So just make sure it's you are protected. Okay. I think that is one of my answers. And then number two, you ask, how can I be myself without feeling like I'm oversharing? You know how many straight people never even once consider, should I mention my boyfriend or girlfriend, my husband or wife, or what they're doing, or date night, all these things at the workplace? Yeah. If a straight person would not be out of character saying whatever you want to share, then feel fucking free.
Yeah.
Well, see, I was thinking about this because I worked in, like, corporate, like, America when I was living in Michigan. And, like, this was definitely something I went through. And I felt like all of my coworkers had spouses and they all openly talked about everybody. And I always, like, and they had pictures of their husbands on their desk. And it's like, I was dating someone for a long time at one point when I was working. And I did always feel a little uncomfortable, like, putting a picture of him on my desk or openly talking about, like, dates and stuff.
Yeah.
I know for you it wasn't this, like...
I'm just imagining you with a picture of, I know who you're talking about, on your desk.
Well, it's interesting because I think it kind of depends on where you are in your process, too.
Yeah.
Because when I was in corporate America, I remember when I moved from San Francisco to New York, I had only come out to my friends, close friends, and immediate family. So when I moved to New York and started working, you know, my coworkers would ask, like, oh, so you got a boyfriend, like that sort of thing. And I remember there was a literal moment where, because I hadn't anticipated it at all, I was like, oh, no, I'm gay. And I was like, oh my God, I have to tell these people my, it didn't even cross my mind that it would be a subject that would come up. So yeah, there was that hesitation. I think it does not matter if you're in the interview process. Like if you're being interviewed, you don't need to let them know you're gay.
Right.
Like there's, just in the same way if you're being interviewed, you don't want to be like, I'm dating this guy. He's amazing.
Right.
Like
yeah.
That's just not the appropriate form for that. But once you have the job, I think that there are very candid and casual ways that it will come up.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like, oh, I've got a date tonight.
And if you're building, like, genuine relationships with your new coworkers, if it's people that you're going to be spending a lot of time with and you feel comfortable sharing that, I agree with Tyler. I don't think saying I have a date with a girl or whatever it may be is too much considered oversharing by any means.
100%. 100%.
And, I mean, all three of us are coming from a place of we currently have jobs where we don't have to hide it, so it's for me, it's hard to relate to something like this because I'm like, I have always been, as long as I've had a job, like even when I worked at Arby's when I was like 14 or 15, I was out. So like, mm-hmm. I never tried to hide it. So I can't sympathize or empathize. I don't
empathize.
Know what empathize. But I can listen. And hopefully what we're saying is helpful.
Well, I wish I had a boyfriend to talk about in the workplace.
Well, I just...
This is your workplace.
This is. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Yeah, don't.
Single, looking to mingle.
Looking to mingle.
Looking
I know.
Looking to flirt. Don't want to get hurt.
Oh, my God. Well, sidebar.
Looking to eat a Pringle.
Okay. Oh, God. I love Pringles.
Me too. But the
thing... Wait,
the
I really want to...
not... Sorry.
I got to say this. No. I got to say this to our friend...
C.
If you feel nervous about it, your feelings are valid.
Yeah,
absolutely. Those are valid feelings.
Yeah, because what are we raised to think? That it's unsafe to be honest about ourselves. I get it. You're coming from a genuine place, and it's like, this is the atmosphere that we have harbored and had to live with. So
can people just put like a little rainbow thing on a desk and like let it be like a really subtle homage? To
like a rainbow sticker on your laptop?
Yeah.
I like HRC sticker. I think the HRC's... You know what? Oh, also,
we were talking about
eggplant emoji and the drool emoji next to it.
We were talking about National Coming Out Day and the different like interpretations of that. I think National Coming Out Day, I've always interpreted it, and I know there are people out there that are purists that are like, National Coming Out Day is only for LGBTQ+ people, blah, 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 blah. I think it's also just as important for people that are allies to come out as allies. Nobody should assume that you are an ally. You need to be outspoken.
Yes.
You need to be leading the charge. You need to be making your workplace a fucking comfortable environment for anybody that wants to come out. But don't say you need to come out right now. You need to just have that be the environment that you're making.
Own your allyship.
So imagine C is in your workplace. It should be a no-brainer for C if it's a safe place for them to come out.
Wow.
And that's on Alex.
And that's how Sue sees it.
And that's how Sue sees it.
Oh, sorry, Corey. I love that because then it's like, oh, you're in the workplace. Okay, it's National Coming Out Day. Here's our little like, hey, it's National Coming Out Day. We have cookies for lunch. Rainbow-shaped cookies.
Beautiful.
Done.
I love that.
If I was a straight ally office manager, I would do that.
Rainbow cookies for everyone.
But not just for National Coming Out Day. It should be every day. It should be an inclusive environment.
Every day. But that's the way you show it's an inclusive environment.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Tyler, so gritty.
Thank you.
No.
Corey, I was listening to your voice earlier. It's kind of like husky right now.
Thank you.
Is it from that flight? Do you have post-nasal drip?
I actually maybe do. I always get a runny nose in this studio. And it's probably because I flew down in the morning.
It's probably also allergies. It's dusty.
I'm a freak.
Okay. You know what? I think we're wrapping it up.
Oh, what? The one conversation about dust and I'm kicked off the show.
I mean, we have like a couple minutes. You can like plug things or you can talk about when you take those two Pringles together and you make them into duck lips.
Guys, I stop. Have you ever done that?
Are you hungry? I'm starvation station.
Yeah, that makes me want
Pringles.
Have you ever
done Pringle duck lips?
Yes, I have.
God. If you're following us, tweet us a picture of you doing Pringle duck lips.
Is this what we've become?
Yeah, it actually is.
That's how you should celebrate National Coming Out Day. Come out as a Pringle duck lip person.
I'm going to do it.
Hannah.
Tyler.
I have 10 seconds for you to push anything you want to push.
I didn't
even get to tell Hannah about how I watched all of her shows on Food Network, and I always watched it like after it aired on my DVR, and I wanted to like live tweet it, but I felt behind.
No, it's fine. It gets the live tweet.
And I wanted to tweet it. I just wanted to really text you all of my thoughts, but I was like, I'm not going to bombard herself.
Either of those would have worked.
I really want to go to the Minnesota State Fair.
Oh, man.
I saw you there, and I was... jealous.
It was a good time.
Tyler, you would love it.
You would love it.
It's I love a huge fair.
It's a huge fair. No, no, that's Missoula.
Oh, what am I thinking? She went there too.
Minnesota. I went to Minnesota.
Oh, I'm
Have you been to Missoula?
No.
It's gorgeous. It's God's country, guys.
Okay. And those,
get to your promo.
And those,
Corey.
What are those lobster sandwiches?
Oh, the lobster rolls from Maine?
Lobster roll. Mm. She tried three in one sitting, and I was so jealous.
They were so good. The wasabi mayo was out of this world.
I feel like if I had a cooking show, I wouldn't be able to not eat everything.
You'll find a way. When it's like 9 a.m., you don't necessarily want three lobster rolls.
I'd say she's much better at like eating and doing the than like Guy Fieri is.
Oh, thank you.
He's like talking with his mouth full, and Hannah's like, chewing politely.
A true hater.
I'm a lady.
I still watch Guy.
Do you watch Guy's Grocery Games?
I love it.
Love Guy's Grocery Games.
I love a competition show.
Guys, if you guys want to see the show that Corey is talking about, be sure to check out iHeartFood. It's available on Food Network on demand. So you can go ahead, if you missed the 6 episodes that are out there, go watch them. Tweet me. Let me know what you think.
And tweet Food Network that you love it.
We want season 2.
We do.
Season 2.
Wait, if you're watching this, let them out. Hannah, also, you've got books out.
Oh, I do. Yeah, the buffering. Yes.
I like books.
You guys have to edit. You guys are full screen.
Every time you start a sentence, I think she really thinks that's going to be cut.
You guys don't edit?
Very rarely.
Well, where's the money go then? To your Pringles budget?
To the Pringles budget.
The Pringles.
Oh my God.
You were talking about your book?
Hannah likes books.
Yeah.
I love books. I have 2 books. You can get My Drunk Kitchen, A Guide to Eating, Drinking, and Going with Your Gut.
It's in my kitchen.
It's a wonderful cookbook present. Mm. Or if you're in for a little something meatier, you can check out Buffering, Unshared Tales of a Life Fully Loaded. Available now in paperback.
And that's in my living
room.
Like
a fully loaded baked potato.
Hell yeah. Mm,
stop it, Corey. I'm so hungry.
Is that your favorite type of potato?
I think, yeah.
More than gnocchi?
Every time I have a full order of fries, I think, well, there's a whole potato.
You guys, probably more. I can't believe we came full potato circle.
Mm. We really did.
This has been a beautiful
day. I like curly fries since nobody asked. Okay, we gotta go.
Waffle fries.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. It's like a French fry and a potato chip.
Okay, bye.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.